Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is an adventure based on a true story, and it's called Everest.
Climbing up that mountain. It's a true story, as you say, and I read the book by John Krakauer back in the 90s, and the book was fantastic. I mean, it was thrilling, and the stories about the different characters who wanted to achieve this goal of climbing Everest, it was a very good read. But the movie, I think, fell short.
It's a docudrama of sorts.
Yes. This
story has been chronicled in various media, as you mentioned, the book, and then, of course, the documentaries. And it's a tragic, true story. But I think the weakness of this film is that it's so scattered, that
mm-hmm.
there's so many different stories that it's trying to tell that there's not enough time given to any one to make it that compelling.
You're right. And it seemed to follow that same formula as the film Perfect Storm with
mm-hmm.
George Clooney.
Right.
And even one of the minor characters in that film was in this film. But that film seemed to capture more engagement of the characters with the audience. This one did not.
But here's where this movie does have strength, and it is tremendous, and that is in the visuals.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely puts you on that mountain. Your palms will sweat. If you have any fear of heights, forget about it. I saw this in IMAX 3D, and
yes.
it was absolutely spectacular.
Really?
And it is much more effective, I think, in that format. But it's a little bit wooden in its dramatic content.
I agree with you. I did not see it in 3D. I think I probably would have gotten vertigo if I had.
Right.
But the scenes where the women are crying and all that, it just seemed, I don't know.
Melodramatic?
Yeah.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.